And we start hour number two now, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. I have a question for the production staff on that. Are we just playing into the Halloween kind of theme there? Is that the vibes that you're getting as you listen to that before we came back?
I'm kind of getting Halloween vibes. And then also, do you ever listen to one of the commercials or a promo and you're just like, I just know that's going to get stuck in my head later. Difficult times. Like, I'm going to be singing that on the way home.
All right. Well, as long as it's you and not me, I guess. But yeah, a lot going on and can be very spooky times, I guess, around here. 5:13 now at News Radio 92.3. We'll start with our top three stories as we always do. Before we get to the roads and weather, Bands on the Beach tonight. It is Revival.
Mm-hmm.
That is the group performing out at the beach. So it should be a good show. And 70s, 80s, and 90s hits is what I heard that they do. So that should be awesome out there. And it starts at 7 o'clock. So that's going on. Also, Blue Wahoos baseball downtown at Wahoo Stadium. It's game two of the Southern League Championship Series. Tennessee Smokies won game one at their home ballpark 8-4. And so we have games two and three. And we will have both games because the Wahoos are going to win tonight. And then they're going to win tomorrow night and win back-to-back Southern League Championships. Because that's what we do around here is we win championships. Top three stories today. We start in New York, where the husband of the Bronx daycare owner, where a one-year-old boy died due to fentanyl exposure, is now arrested in Mexico. ABC News reported that he was arrested by DEA agents while on a bus more than a week after the boy died and three other children were hospitalized. Also, Congressman Matt Gaetz says if federal workers and military members aren't going to be paid, then he doesn't want to be paid either, writing a letter to the Congressional Chief Administrative Officer requesting that his pay be withheld in the event of a government shutdown.
That there is no one that we can blame the lack of the production of these bills on but ourselves. And I own that as a Republican, but as I think Mr. Colt correctly observed, we've been following a bipartisan tradition.
Gaetz continues to maintain that he will not vote for a continuing resolution despite the wishes of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. And finally, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, among a growing number of Democrats, advising Senator Bob Menendez to step down following his indictment on federal bribery charges. Booker, along with Senators Tammy Baldwin, John Tester, and Bob Casey, also urged Menendez to step down today. Those are our top three stories. 5:15, Gracie has a check of the roads and our weather.
Well, roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We do have some typical afternoon traffic, not only on 98. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, you'll expect some delays there, but also in the opposite direction, leaving Hurlburt Field heading towards Navarre. Has some typical afternoon traffic, also northbound on 29 near Muskogee Road. That light is looking a little bit more backed up than usual right now, but other than that, we're looking good. See someone else, give a call to the traffic line, 850-266-6261. And for weather, we'll get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
There's a pretty good chance for rain on Wednesday at 70%. Look for some showers, maybe some thunderstorms as well. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s. More sunshine, warmer weather. Thursday, again, a chance for thunderstorms as we head through the week. Every day there's a chance. Over the weekend, same thing, but it's a lower chance Saturday and Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Right now, we're looking really great. Few clouds right now. It's 86 in Pensacola, 87 in Milton, and 84 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much, Gracie. As we look at what's happening around here locally, we start with the city of Pensacola today saying that Bay Bluffs Park will remain closed indefinitely as it's been deemed unsafe. Mayor Reeves estimates that over $1 million would be needed for repairs. The city's budget for the park is $200,000.
This is a park that was built before I was born, and it's outdoor on an eroding bluff. This is a hard park to maintain, and frankly, generationally hasn't had much maintenance put into it.
Unleveled deck boards, damaged stair beams, and broke guardrails are just a few of the problems plaguing the park. Reeve says the city will pursue grants and other funding opportunities to try to restore it. Escambia School Board member Kevin Adams renewing calls for a new high school to be built smack dab in the middle of Beulah's fast-moving growth, and he wants it on the OLF 8 property.
In my opinion, should be a medium-sized high school going in that northwest corner on 50 acres, right there. In my opinion, I think when you look down 4 years from now, with the growth going in between Tate and Pine Forest, it's going to be humongous. It's going in, whether we like it or not.
And then during a school board workshop this week, he says that over 5,200 single-family and 1,600 multifamily homes are either in the discussion phase or in the pipeline for the Beulah area. He also says impact fees for those new developments should be collected to help pay for it. He says prior superintendents Malcolm Thomas and Tim Smith asked the county for space to build a school on the property, but discussions never went anywhere, really. Over in Milton, despite more infighting from city leaders, a contract is now in place for Scott Collins to be the next city manager, reaching agreement and signing a 21-month contract that will start on October 2nd. Here was discussion last week at the meeting.
And unfortunately, Mayor, you're the worst offender about this. And it's really old. Everybody sees it. You're condescending to staff. You're condescending to our attorney, which is unfortunate because you don't agree with him. But it turns out he's always right.
And that is City Councilman Jeff Snow. Back on September 12th, the City Council voted to re-enter negotiations with him after he wrote a letter to the city saying he was still interested in the job. Of course, back in July, Collins withdrew from consideration twice, believing there to be a coordinated undercurrent effort at keeping him from being successful either in the negotiations or in the job itself. Impact fees, once again a hot-button issue in Santa Rosa County. During yesterday's committee meeting, Commissioner Kerry Smith took issue with the vote during last week's budget workshop to table the discussion until late next year.
We basically directed staff to just drop working on impact fees until October of next year. That's what my understanding is. And that's something that it just does not bode well with me to go all the way to October of 2024 to see where we're at.
And Smith, along with several residents, said that new construction impact fees are needed to help offset infrastructure costs. Back in the summer, you may recall, Duncan Associates completed an updated study on impact fees, recommending they range from $1,911 to $2,254 for single-family homes, depending on their size. Also, Pensacola Police and Gulf Breeze Police putting the word out regarding a suspect, 40-year-old Dmitry Glushko. Now, in the overnight hours, he was able to escape police custody, and a manhunt ensued during the overnight hours. Still no word if he was ever captured or if he's even still in the area here. But his picture has been posted, and you can see that image on our News Radio Facebook page. If you have any information, you can contact either Gulf Breeze Police, Pensacola Police, or Crime Stoppers. Finally, Fortune Magazine naming HCA Florida West Hospital a top 100 hospital in the nation for the fifth time. The recognition also awarded to HCA Florida West in 2002, 2015, 16, and 17. Data reviewed in the ranking system includes operational efficiency, patient experience, financial health, and community health survey performance. 5:21, we'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Some people believe that Jesus came into the world primarily for social reasons. They believe he came to feed the poor or heal the sick. The truth is, the primary reason Jesus came into the world was not social at all, but it was spiritual. Luke 19:10 explains that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Mark 10:45 says that he came to give his life a ransom for many. Spiritually speaking, we all have a serious sin problem, and God gave his only begotten Son to die in your place and in mine to make atonement for our sin. Jesus came as a medicinal healing balm for a sin-sick people. I urge you to admit that you're a sinner and call upon Christ to save you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had several scenes from the recent edition of Days of Our Milton, the Milton City Council Melodrama Theater. The 5, 6, and 7 o'clock hours began that way. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, really interesting stuff about flood mitigation in Santa Rosa County. You can find all of those podcasts on the podcast page at newsradio923.com. Or, of course, you can always download the News Radio Pensacola app and then listen to the podcasts on your phone, just like you can listen to streaming right there on your phone.
More news, more talk with Markley Van Kevin Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
On News Radio 92.3. Hope you are enjoying your Tuesday. Again, it's Bands on the Beach tonight in a Blue Wahoos game, so really great weather right now to enjoy that. We should be looking good for the rest of the night. We'll get a full rundown on weather in just a bit, but first, a look at traffic. We're looking pretty good with I-10-I-110 not causing any major delays, as well as Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. Of course, you have everyday afternoon delays on 98 as you're getting into Tiger Point from Gulf Breeze, as well as some patchy traffic leaving Mary Esther into Navarre on 98. Other than that, looking good. We did get a call into the traffic line last segment. Just to let you know, not seeing a lot of traffic right now because of it. But if you are on Davis Highway heading towards Pace, where it turned like 9 Mile and Davis Highway connect, there was a car that ran off the road, and so there may be authorities there soon. But it isn't causing any delays currently. So just keep that in mind. And again, that is on Davis Highway. Other than that, we're looking pretty good for weather. We do have some rain coming up tomorrow. That's going to be 60% chance of rain for Wednesday and a high of 85. Tonight, we do have a 40% chance of rain, but right now we're looking good and a low of 73. A few clouds and 86 throughout our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Attorney General Ashley Moody is warning residents about how AI is being used to extort teens. She says criminals are able to buy hacked social media accounts to send explicit AI-generated images to victims to trick them into an online relationship. She says suspects are trying to secure similar pictures from victims in order to use as blackmail in exchange for money.
Also, a hearing over Florida's congressional redistricting plan is underway in federal court. A three-judge panel in Tallahassee began listening to arguments by voters' rights groups earlier today. They claim that the map approved last year is racially discriminatory and unconstitutional, and the map separated the North Florida District 5, which is Leon County judge recently ruled, the diminish of the ability of black voters to select a representative of their choice.
Also, the new law increasing penalties for child predators will soon take effect. It would allow anybody who rapes or commits sexual battery against children under the age of 12 to face the death sentence. It was approved during this year's legislative session, but is expected to be challenged in federal court. That law goes into effect on Sunday.
Also, the attorneys for Michael Zack are now appealing the U.S. Supreme Court. That's the man that's scheduled to be executed next week for killing two people in Northwest Florida, two women in Northwest Florida in 1996. Last Thursday, the Florida Supreme Court refused to stop his execution, and Zack's attorney says that he has fetal alcohol syndrome and should be spared.
Yeah, also, some upset parents in Orange County want answers after a surprise move by Governor DeSantis. He announced last week that school choice scholarships were suspended at two schools in Winter Park, Park House Academy and Park Maitland. DeSantis says have ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Some parents are skeptical, saying the accusations are pretty ludicrous and DeSantis should have to provide proof.
Also, Miami police arrested a man after more than 2 hours of negotiations while he was dancing and doing yoga poses atop of a fire rescue truck in the middle of traffic. So cops responded to the initial reports of a man dancing in a busy intersection in southern Brevard County, and they showed up where he jumped on top of the ambulance. So definitely sounds like it could be a wacky and weird story.
Yeah, Florida man story there. Just shy of 5:30 here at News Radio 92.3. Just a quick recap of our top three stories. So starting in Florida, Congressman Matt Gaetz says federal workers and military members aren't going to get paid if there's a government shutdown. Neither should he. Writing a letter to the Congressional Chief Administrative Officer to say that if there is a government shutdown, to please withhold his pay. Also, the husband of the Bronx daycare owner, where a one-year-old boy died due to fentanyl exposure, was arrested in Mexico. That, according to ABC News, he was arrested by DEA officers. Also, growing demands from Democrats for Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey to resign following his federal indictment on bribery charges. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, the latest, joining Tammy Baldwin, John Tester, and Bob Casey in calling for Menendez to step down. Menendez says he will not and that he will be exonerated of charges there. 5:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up. We have more national headlines when we come back. And following Fox News is Your Money Now, brought to you, of course, by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
News. I'm John Saucier. President Biden joining the picket lines with the United Auto Workers Union in Wayne County, Michigan, telling the strikers to continue their protests.
UAW, you saved the automobile industry back in 2008 and before. Made a lot of sacrifices. Gave up a lot. And the companies were in trouble. But now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
Tonight, the president's in California for a campaign fundraiser. Congress trying to pass budget appropriations to avoid a government shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says government shutdowns are bad news.
A government shutdown would be an unnecessary disruption of the important work of the Senate's agenda. So I would urge each of my colleagues to work this week to avoid one.
And they have until this weekend to get something done. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi,
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. In a historic visit, President Biden today walked the picket line with United Auto Workers Union members outside a General Motors plant near Detroit, telling the striking workers to stick with it. Speaking through a bullhorn, the president told workers they deserved more of a share of the profits from Ford, GM, and Stellantis, and other benefits. The visit followed a public invitation from UAW President Sean Fain to Biden last Friday. J.P. Morgan Chase said in a statement today it has reached a settlement with the U.S. Virgin Islands over a lawsuit alleging the bank enabled Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking crimes. The settlement includes significant commitments by the financial giant to curtail human trafficking and a $75 million payment to the U.S. Virgin Islands. J.P. Morgan did not concede any liability in the settlement, reiterating it deeply regrets any association with Epstein. Wall Street today suffered its fifth decline in six sessions, the Dow Industrials tumbling 388 points. The S&P 500 lost 63. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. The NFL overreaction seemed to be picking up pace year after year. After 2 weeks, the Cowboys were the public's favorite in the NFC. They lose to the Cardinals, now they're out. The Dolphins hang 70 on the Broncos. Well, they're clearly going to the Super Bowl, right? The rush to make a conclusive statement leads to so many mistakes. Go ahead, put Miami in the Super Bowl. Just do it in pencil, because everything in the NFL changes really fast. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be present in a state where lawful to wager, must be 21 plus and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Radio 92.3. It is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. Hope you are enjoying the start to your week. And, you know, still the beginning of the week, but we are one day closer to the weekend. I don't know if it's a little bit too early to be saying that, but
never too early to be saying
that's
that.
That's the mindset I'm at right now. So we're looking good on the roads. Going to get a real quick update for you, and then we'll get traffic and weather, and then we have our national headlines. We're looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have some slowdowns on Davis Highway, not only the typical afternoon traffic. If you are heading northbound right near the interstate, it's a little bit slow moving. Also near University Parkway in the southbound direction. And then we did have an accident. That's going to be if you're heading on northbound on Davis Highway where it merges in with 9 Mile Road. There is a small accident there that's causing some slight delays. Nothing crazy, but just keep that in mind. Other than that, we're looking pretty good. See someone else, make sure to give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get a real quick update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Tonight, the weather should be pretty quiet with overnight lows in the low 70s. We've got a chance for rain on Wednesday that is on the high side at 70%. Look for some rainy weather and maybe some thunderstorms to move through. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. More sunshine, warmer, more cloud cover and rain, cooler temps. Ahead to Thursday as well, there is a chance for showers and storms. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 88 in Pensacola, 86 in 86 in Gulf Breeze and 87 in Milton. Also, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. As we look towards national headlines now, the Mexican government is negotiating with countries in Central and South America to try to stop the flow of migrants from reaching the U.S. border. Authorities in Mexico City say they will also start taking people expelled at the international bridge connecting El Paso and Juarez into custody.
Also, the U.S. Supreme Court is rejecting an Alabama congressional map that features just one majority black district. This is the second time in 3 months Alabama Republicans have handed a defeat by the Supreme Court over the map. In Alabama's 7 congressional districts, with about 27% of eligible voters being black.
President Biden in Detroit joining the picket lines today.
Now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well too.
Speaking with UAW workers there, meanwhile, former President Trump is expected to do the same to show his support for union workers tomorrow.
Also, a Georgia judge is making sure that precautions are in place to protect jurors in former President Trump's case. Last month, members of the grand jury who indicted Trump were being signaled out on the internet. So Judge Scott McCaffrey says that once the case reaches trial, that jurors cannot be recorded, photographed, or identified in any way.
In California, public schools in the state will be required to have gender-neutral bathrooms by 2026. Governor Newsom signed a bill this past weekend that makes California the first state in the nation to require gender-neutral bathrooms at schools statewide, also signing a bill into law that prohibits school districts from banning books.
Also, 7 candidates have made the cut for tomorrow night's Republican presidential debate in California. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson didn't make the cut after participating in the first one, and former President Trump is going to be skipping out on the debate as well.
Yeah, so 7 on the stage, still about, oh, I don't know, 4 too many. But, yeah, this kind of feels like, no offense to anybody who's ever played JV basketball, but you show up to the arena and the JV game's still going on. It's like, I'm here for the varsity. So This is kind of just a lead up to that. So the quicker we can get some of these fringe candidates off the stage, the better for me. But, you know, not really much publicity about this one. You know, there was a lot, of course, and I realize it's the first one, but this one not really getting that much press anywhere. We will have it live if you are inclined to listen on your radio. News Radio 92.3, that's tomorrow night starting at 8 o'clock our time. 5:40 now at News Radio 92.3. Not a whole lot going on in the sports world today. Of course, here locally we do have the Blue Wahoos hosting the Tennessee Smokies. I believe first pitch is at 6:30. Don't hold me to that. So game one went the Smokies' way, 8-4. So games 2 and 3, if necessary, will be here at Pensacola. So Blue Wahoos need to win out here to clinch another Southern League championship for the second year in a row. Major League Baseball, 6:20 start time on TBS. The Braves taking on the Cubs. And at 6:10, the Rays are in Boston taking on the Red Sox, and the Marlins are out east as well, taking on the Mets at 6:10, too. Health, business, and science notes today. The Justice Department is committed to ending the fentanyl epidemic, so says Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Fentanyl is a nearly invisible poison, and that many people who take it have no idea that they are taking it.
And Garland met with families who have lost loved ones to the epidemic today. He says authorities have seized more than 55 million pills and more than 9,000 pounds of powder.
Also, UPS is going to be hiring more than 100,000 seasonal workers for the upcoming holiday rush. According to a posting on the jobs on the company's job portal, it's offering full and part-time positions with higher pay than before at $23 an hour. Positions are available across the country. They're looking for delivery drivers and package handlers.
Yeah, also Target says it's closing 9 stores in major cities like New York and San Francisco due to theft and violence. One store in Harlem, along with 3 in San Francisco, 3 in Portland, 2 in Seattle, will close on October 21st. The retailer says theft and organized retail crime are threatening the safety of employees and customers, leaving them unable to operate those locations.
This story might give you some chills. It's kind of gross, but researchers have found a new species of tarantula in Thailand. So they found it during an exposition in southern Thailand, and researched the diversity of the tarantula species in the country. So one researcher says that the color is the reminiscence of an electric blue spark.
Did you Google that? It's a tarantula. It's not going to come out and get you, I promise.
I know, but...
But it looks like, I mean, the only thing it's missing from really being the big spider that bit Spider-Man is like the red in it.
Oh, my goodness.
But, I mean, it is a very bright blue that this tarantula is. So I'd love to know how they stumbled across this thing, but very peculiar bug there.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah. I guess, yeah, if you're on an expedition to try to figure out diversity of tarantulas and you stumble across a brand new species that, yeah, there's the shivers right there. So got exactly what I wanted on that one. let's see, what else? Meta's Threads is struggling to keep up with X. The social media app designed to compete with X ranks near the bottom of the most popular social media apps, according to Insider Intelligence's first Threads forecast. It now ranks ahead of only Tumblr among U.S. users. I never used Tumblr. Was that a blog kind of?
Yeah, it was a little bit before my time. I think it was maybe like a kind of pre-Pinterest a little bit.
Okay.
Where you kind of had like a vibe. I really don't know.
Yeah, no, that's
fine. Because
it was
before my time.
Totally cool.
Yeah. Also, just real quickly before we get traffic and weather together, last one in health, business, and science notes. Social Security payments are going to continue even if the government shuts down. And many senior citizens have been concerned about losing their monthly payments that they depend on to pay for essentials. Just shy of 5:45, we're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. 29 and 90 also moving smoothly. Nothing to slow you down on the 3-mile bridge or Garcon Point Bridge. If you do see something else slowing you down this afternoon, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. Coming up for weather, we do have some rain coming up tomorrow. 60% chance of rain with a high of 85. And then tonight, we do have some chances of rain at 40% with a low of 73. But we are looking actually really good. There is some rain throughout Foley and a little bit of light rain kind of near Bay Minette. So that may be making its way towards the rest of the listening area in just a bit, but nothing too crazy. If you see anything else on the roads, again, call the traffic line. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, as we turn the page to pop culture notes today, a couple big updates here following in the aftermath of the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce phenomenon that was the Fox game of the week between the Chiefs and the Bears. Not much of a game, but big numbers for both Travis Kelce and the NFL in general. Fox says that the Chiefs game was the most watched telecast of the week on any network, with 24.3 million viewers tuning in. And specifically, the game ranked first among females in all key demos, especially the 12 to 17-year-old crowd, 18 to 34, 18 to 49 as well. So the women were definitely tuned in to see Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs light up the scoreboard, and that was the only reason why.
Yeah, and then after the game, they went ahead and went and followed him on social media because his social media followers went up 300,000, and his jersey went up 400% increase in sales. Now a top-ranked jersey, so they are definitely, I'm guessing, Team Kelsey.
Now, I am a little surprised. Well, I'm not surprised that his jerseys were up, but I would have thought that maybe like a custom 87 Chiefs jersey with some sort of Swifty or Taylor or something like that would be, and maybe we do see that, but I would have thought that we would see more of that.
Well, also, like, they're not cheap. Like, if it was a $20 jersey,
not.
Like, yeah, sure, let me get it just for fun.
Sure.
Like, those jerseys ain't cheap.
About 160, 180 bucks. Yeah, you're right.
Really crazy there. Also, if you maybe, you know, want to have money to spend on Travis Kelce jersey you want, make sure to get a ticket tomorrow for the Powerball. Monday night's Powerball drawing failed to produce a grand prize winner, and that means that the next chance to strike a rich comes up tomorrow. Estimated at $835 million on the line. That cash value turns out to be $390 million.
Never saw the musical The Wiz, but apparently it's a big deal. The revival of The Wiz, announcing its opening date on Broadway, is April 17th. The show featuring Wayne Brady as The Wiz, Deborah Cox as Glinda, and Nichelle Lewis as Dorothy. So another Broadway show opening on April 17th. And also, a reboot of The Office apparently in the works, and it's being developed by the original showrunner Greg Daniels. Other than that, there's absolutely no other news about it. Daniels spoke about a possible reboot a few years ago, but said my biggest concern would be disappointing the fans. So that's the latest there. Not a big reboot guy, never have been, probably never will be. I just don't think that it works. And if you're going to do a reboot of The Office, you better have the characters that everybody wants to see. And by that, I mean Michael Scott. And Steve Carell, I think, has kind of already ruled out that possibility. So I am saying thanks, but no thanks to an Office reboot. 548 here, News Radio 92.3, taking a look at some wacky and weird headlines and just another example that we as a society are completely failing our kids. A youth football coach arrested in California accused of punching and knocking out a 14-year-old player.
Children are children, but I can understand if it was a child, but this was an adult and he intentionally hit my child in front of me.
Yeah, so police say that the coach left the sideline during a youth game on Saturday, attacked an opposing player, and the player apparently suffering a seizure and a concussion as well. Goes without saying, no place for this at all in youth sports, but, you know, whether it reaches this level or not, I mean, I've gone to some youth sports games, you know, where my niece is involved or my nephews, And, you know, I'll see things both on the field and off the field that just gives me, I don't like it. I don't like it. And I realize that, you know, youth sports, it's all about development and teamwork and all that stuff. And, you know, we all remember playing youth sports growing up, and there was always that one team that just always seemed to take things a lot more seriously than they probably should have.
Yeah.
And I know that having not been directly involved in youth sports now for, 25, 30 years, that hasn't changed. Probably gotten worse. You hear stories about umpires saying, like, look, I'm not, we see, how many times do we see videos of umpires leaving because they're just done with the abuse and all this. And so having a coach, it doesn't matter what was said. It doesn't matter the circumstances surrounding this, but to injure a youth player that badly, obviously I hope the full extent of the law goes against that individual there.
For sure. Gonna get a quick break. We'll come back with more wacky and weird headlines right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you are enjoying your Tuesday afternoon. We'll get traffic and weather in just a bit, but first, some more wacky and weird headlines. Also, one coming from the app, the dating app Tinder. So Tinder has announced a new high-end membership tier. It's called Tinder Select. It only sets you back a little bit of money. $499 per month.
Yeah.
So for that price, you apparently can get special access to Tinder's most sought after profiles. Okay. And there is other perks like being able to DM others without matching. You can only do that 2 times a week. And then you're only able to, and only if the other person accepts the DMs. So... desperate? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure about. I've never been on Tinder, so I don't know what all is involved in just the regular subscription price, or if there is one. $499 a month? I mean, okay. I mean, Tinder's just the one where you swipe,
rent.
Right?
I think so. Yeah. I also don't.
So yeah. I guess it's saying, all right, so. There are, in your area, there are 30 women where 99.9% of the time men are swiping right.
Yeah.
So if you want to DM them twice a week, you have to pay us $500 a month.
Yeah, because I think you're only able to DM them if, like, say, I swipe right on the person and they swipe right on me. Like, we have to match. So she
saying,
you're ugly. I'm swiping left on you, but he can still reach out and be like, well, or she.
Yeah. Well, first of all, don't point at me when you say
ugly. I swear I didn't.
I saw it.
No, I didn't. I'm so lying.
No, I know. but it says without matching, you can DM them.
Yeah. So, but, I don't know. That's just way too much money. Right.
Let's see. Also, just when you think you've seen it all, the cartels are coming up with a new way to smuggle illegal immigrants into the country. A Texas man is now being shipped off to federal prison for trying to hide people inside of jet skis. That's right. The jet skis were hollowed out to make enough room for 5 migrants. Wow. The plan was busted when they went through a border patrol checkpoint. So, pretty bizarre one there.
Really quickly going to get a look at traffic and weather. Oh, yeah. Did get a call in. We do have an accident on 98 throughout Navarre. This is going to be off of Edgewood Drive. So the westbound direction, it's involving multiple vehicles. In the westbound direction, it's closed off in both lanes. The turning lane is open, so you're able to get around it still. But just keep that in mind. There's multiple authorities on the scene, but it is slowing things down this afternoon, backing up to around Sunrise Drive. That is going to be the only place with significant traffic. If you see anything else, please call the traffic line at 850-262-6111. For weather, looking good. Few clouds. Right now, it's 86 in Pensacola, 87 in Milton, 84 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio, 92.3.
All right. Also, Florida man story, drug dealer out of Tampa arrested after he called the cops and said a customer stole $10 from him. When cops arrived, he walked up to them holding 11 small bags of pot. Yeah, that's still legal. According to the arrest report, he admitted he was selling weed, saying somebody ran off with $10 and he was arrested on the spot. And for good measure, cops found 2 bags of cocaine in his wallet as well. Probably should have done, all right, what's the, you know, should I just let the guy take off with $10 or should I have my entire drug dealing operation blown up?
Yeah.
Made the wrong choice on that one.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and some good news to finish us off. A man in New Jersey has started a nationwide movement after losing his job during the pandemic. So Brian trademarked the phrase, "I want to mow your lawn," and he started a volunteer lawn care organization that helps seniors, disabled veterans, help them mow their lawn for free. So now overseas, there's over 500 volunteers in 46 states, and similar organizations are sprouting up in Australia, in the UK, and in Canada, too.
Yeah, a very cool story there. Also, a mom is sharing a very heartwarming and tear-jerking video in the hopes that it will inspire others to learn CPR. In the video, this actually happened 2 years ago. Her 18-year-old son, Eric, found 2-year-old Rose, his sister, unconscious in the swimming pool. He immediately started performing CPR. The video that'll make you cry and warm your heart shows the son and daughter being reunited after Rose had to spend 2 days in the hospital on a ventilator before she got to come home, see her brother again. Very heartwarming video. Check it out. I encourage you to do so and encourage you to learn CPR. Could save a life and keep a family from avoiding a tragic story like that one there. 5:59, 12-minute break for us. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up, and we're back with another full rundown of everything going on in your world today. September 26th, 2023.